In this sixth study, entitled Exploring God's Revelation, we're going to be understanding a little bit more about prophecy. Now, prophecy is something foretold before it occurs. God is one that knows the end from the beginning, and He is the one that has given us in His Word the ability to understand things before they come to pass. So notice what Jesus said in John 14:23. Now, I have told you before it come to pass, that when it does come to pass, you might believe. So this is the purpose of prophecy, so that we can actually build confidence in God's holy word. God knows all things. So 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11 talks about the manifestation of the Spirit being given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So remember, you can get the notes at revelationwithdaniel.com, the link of which is in the description of this video. Now, to follow along in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is, you can fill in the blank, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished or equipped unto all good works. I don't know about you, but I want to be prepared for what God has designed for me. I want to bring glory to Him, and in all things, I want to be inspired by His Word, educated by His Word, reproved by His Word, so that I will be prepared or furnished for the good works that God has called me to do. I want to do that for society, for my neighbors, for my family, for myself, to be prepared by God's Word in my mind. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." And so God has given us the things revealed in His Word so that we can do His law. That is so important. It's not just to know, but it's for a transformed life, like we talked about last time, so that we can do God's will. So now, Matthew 10:27. "What I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." So God has called us to share the good news with as many as possible, because the word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path, according to Psalm 119:105. This is the reason I want His word in my experience, my life experience, is because I will be able to see my path illuminated and I'll know where to take the next steps. So important for mothers and fathers and children, people that are in this world without the ability to foresee as God can foresee. Now 2 Peter 1, 16 through 21 says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty, for He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard," Peter said, "when we were with Him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. That light will help us see the path, the direction to take, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now remember, 1 Peter 1, 10 through 11 describes that it was the Spirit of Christ that was in those prophets, which were those holy men of God that were moved by the Holy Ghost. Notice what it says. "Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So God has made it known to us that we can be blessed by the Spirit of Christ through His prophets, which is His Word. Now, we also know that in Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, there are some promises given to those that study His Word, specifically the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass, they will happen. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant John. Now John bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, which would be both of us if you're following along in the video and being able to see the slides, and they that hear, might be you if you're not watching the video but just listening. If you hear the words of this prophecy, you're blessed. And you're blessed if you keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. God has promised to bless us as we read the Bible, and as we read, and as we hear, and as we keep those things that are written therein, He has promised to bless us. Now Daniel chapter 2, verse 7, it talks about, they answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream which he has had, and we will show the interpretation of it. So the dream that a king had is something that was supposed to be interpreted. We're going to learn a little bit more about this dream next time we're together. But we can understand that prophecy has been given so that we can know that God has told things before they come to pass, that they will come to pass, so that we can believe, so that we can trust Him. And we know that the fundamental principle, number 6, says that prophecy is a part of God's revelation to man, that it is included in that scripture which is profitable for instruction, that it is designed for us and our children, that so far from being enshrouded in impenetrable mystery, it is that which especially constitutes the Word of God, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, that a blessing is pronounced upon those who study it, and that consequently, it is to be understood by the people of God sufficiently to show them their position in the world's history and the special duties required at their hands. I am so thankful that God has given us the ability to come together and to study these prophecies that we will look more at as we continue to study together at revelationwithdaniel.com.